Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for August 11th, 2015. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Sylvain Galvani and Timothy La about biased signaling through the endothelial cell receptor for S1P. Sphingosine 1 phosphate, called S1P for short, is a lipid that's found in the blood and other body fluids. Like fats and other fat-soluble molecules, S1P doesn't just float around freely in the blood. It has to be bound to water-soluble proteins in order to move around. In the blood, most S1P is bound to HDL, the high-density lipoprotein particles that also contain cholesterol. Whereas low-density lipoprotein, LDL, is associated with cardiovascular disease, HDL can actually protect against cardiovascular disease. In a study published in this week's issue of Science Signaling, Sylvain Galvani, Timothy La, and their colleagues found that when S1P is bound to HDL, it stimulates signaling in endothelial cells in such a way as to reduce inflammation and atherosclerosis. La and Galvani spoke to me from Cornell University's Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. Hello, Dr. La, Dr. Galvani.
Hi.
Sphingosine 1 phosphate, or S1P, is an important signaling lipid, but it doesn't just float around freely in body fluids because it isn't water soluble. Instead, it's bound to protein chaperones like albumin or a component of HDL called ApoM. How much of the S1P that's in blood is bound to those different chaperones?
Approximately.
Sylvain Galvani.
Two-thirds of the S1P in the blood is bound to HDL via its chaperone ApoM, and one-third is likely bound to albumin.
You looked at the effects of S1P that's bound to albumin versus the S1P that's bound to ApoM, and you found that these two forms of S1P had different effects on vascular endothelial cells, even though they activated the same receptor. How do those different forms of S1P elicit distinct signaling outcomes inside cells?
So that's a really good question. And
Tim La.
And, you know, that's something that was really surprising, which forms the backbone of this paper. So what we found was originally, this was back in 2011, we noticed that the ApoM knockout mice, or mice that lack the ApoM bound S1P, had unique property. Even though they had albumin bound S1P, these mice showed increased leakage in the lungs, suggesting that different forms of S1P have unique functions. And very recently, in a study that we just published, we found that ApoM bound S1P inhibited lymphocyte proliferation. So the present report sort of extends this work in vascular endothelial cells. And what we think happens is that HDL, which is a very complex molecule, interacts with the cell surface of the endothelium not only to provide S1P to its receptors to induce signaling reaction through the receptor, but also HDL may have additional effects through HDL receptors by, for example, evoking specific additional signals, as well as modulating plasma membrane cholesterol, which HDL is known to do. HDL can absorb or uptake cellular cholesterol to the outside of the cell. And we think that some of these mechanisms may be involved in evoking a very distinct signaling function of HDL-bound S1P compared to albumin-bound S1P, which lacks these additional functions. What we also found was that, you know, the cumulative effect of HDL is what you could consider as a biased signaling, where the signal for S1P goes through certain pathways but not others. So we think that when HDL presents S1P to the endothelium, only specific pathways such as inhibition of NF-kappa-B is evoked. But, for example, the activation of the GI pathway, or heterotrimeric G protein I pathway, that inhibits cyclic AMP is not evoked, which is very distinct from what albumin S1P does through the same receptor. So we think that HDL sort of signals in a biased manner to direct the signal to anti-inflammatory pathways and not other pathways.
How do those distinct intracellular signaling outcomes affect endothelial cell biology?
So endothelial cells is a single layer of cell lining the blood vessels, and they are submitted to various stimuli, such as the blood friction, such as pathogen that are in the blood, or cytokines. And they have to integrate these signals in order to maintain the vascular homeostasis. And we really think that the HDL, by providing this anti-inflammatory signal, can help to the maintenance of the vascular homeostasis, while albumin, by decreasing the cyclic AMP production or not affecting the inflammation, cannot trigger the pro-homeostatic signal that we observe with HDL.
Was it previously known that S1P had fundamentally different biological activities depending on which chaperone it was bound to?
It wasn't known in the vascular endothelium, and it really wasn't explored in detail. So, as I mentioned earlier briefly, we observed that in the immune system, when S1P is bound to HDL, or when it's bound to other chaperones like albumin, it had distinct activities, one being the former inhibiting lymphocyte generation, whereas the other form of S1P regulates lymphocyte trafficking. But we did not examine the detailed mechanism of how that occurred. But in this paper, in Science Signaling, we look at that in detail, where we show that, you know, when S1P is bound to HDL, it inhibits inflammation potently in the endothelium, but when it's bound to albumin, it's not able to do that very efficiently. And in addition, when it's bound to albumin, it potently reduced cyclic AMP levels inside the endothelial cells. So based on these results, you know, I think we have evidence to support the concept that when lipids such as S1P are bound to chaperones, you can get distinct biological outcomes.
We know that inflammation is associated with atherosclerosis, and we know that increased levels of HDL in the blood are associated with protection against atherosclerosis. So does this work have any implications for atherosclerosis?
We believe it does. So as you mentioned, you know, plasma HDL levels are very much correlated with protection from cardiovascular diseases such as atherosclerosis. In fact, it even extends to many other vascular diseases such as stroke, injury from diabetic insults, and so on. And HDL has been studied primarily as a carrier of cholesterol in terms of removing cholesterol from tissues back to the liver to be excreted, a phenomenon that is called reverse cholesterol transport. While that is undoubtedly very important, there are additional actions of HDL that people have suspected but not fully characterized. For example, protection of the endothelium, suppressing inflammation, making nitric oxide from blood vessels so that they can dilate. And many of those actions, we believe, are due to S1P that's bound to HDL. And I think our work suggests that this bias agonism on the S1P receptors through HDL may explain in part, you know, the protective actions of HDL. And so if you take that one step further, if we can mimic that pharmacologically, that might be a useful avenue as a novel therapeutic modality. Now, that's in very early days, and much work needs to be done. But we're excited about that possibility, and that's an area that we are currently pursuing.
Dr. Galvani, Dr. Flaw, thanks for speaking with me.
You're very welcome, and it's a pleasure.
Thank you very much, and it was a real pleasure.
That was Tim Flaw and Sylvain Galvani discussing a paper published in the August 11th issue of Science Signaling by Galvani and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.